Well, now to Wisconsin, where Governor Tony Evers is asking the federal government to issue an emergency declaration for his state to free up federal dollars and FEMA equipment. Last week, like other governors, he ordered non-essential businesses to close. But the state is also seeing a spike in coronavirus cases and deaths in African-American communities, particularly in Milwaukee. And researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say the government can do more to help low-income workers who can't afford to stay home from work. Governor Evers, you've acknowledged this. You've called this a crisis within a crisis. Do you think the government should be paying more people to stay at home?
Well, essentially, we are. In some cases, if you look at unemployment insurance, that is essentially paying people that are working non-essential businesses. And we are making sure that they get as much in the way of resources as possible. But yes, it is a crisis. Unfortunately, people that have disproportionately poor health outcomes outside of the virus have it with the virus. And so it's a long-term solution. We have to connect the dots here. We have to have good housing. We have to have good education. So inequality and equity in this state and this nation is not going to be solved by this during this crisis.
Yeah, there's inequity across the country. But yeah, just to keep with the paid aspect of this, you know, 27% of those whose wages fall in the bottom 10% in this country, only 20% of the poorest of the poor working have access to sick leave. Is there a way to, I suppose, you know, maybe not immediately, but, you know, try to get the federal government to include that in bills that we know are still coming, relief bills that are still coming, more sick paid leave?
Yeah, and actually, we're looking at some packages for legislation at the state level that, for some people, we will be able to, if we get agreement, we'll be able to help around the issue of sick leave and making sure that people aren't dealt a financial blow along with the virus.
What about, though, your elections? Your state is going forward with the presidential primary and local elections next week. You know, many other states postponed their elections. And this is, as the Washington Post reports, more than 100 of Wisconsin's municipalities don't have enough poll workers. Tens of thousands of your voters who've flooded offices with mail ballot requests probably won't get them on time. And there are people who are self-isolating who are just finding out that your state law requires a witness to sign a ballot envelope. And some people are alone, don't have a witness.
Well, let's put it in perspective. The requirement for this election is in state law. Mm. It's unlikely to change. It may change by fiat from a court. But I have spent literally days encouraging people to vote absentee, and we have had significant success. This is the largest absentee ballot we've had for a primary then in the history of Wisconsin. So we believe that those will be counted. We are working hard to find those small number of people that need a witness. We'll get a neighbor to come over and make that happen. But at the end of the day, if that doesn't change, and my belief is it will not, this is not just about a presidential primary. We have thousands of elected officials whose positions will be going vacant, and we need them to help us in this virus, solving this virus issue.
Yeah. Well, these difficult decisions, you can't have those offices empty. And we should say that you did ask for mail ballots for every registered voter and also asked to extend in-person early voting, but Republican lawmakers in your state did not back that. You know, just a brief question.
Sure.
Partisan politics would seem secondary, except if they're having an impact on policy. And just want to ask you, there was a story yesterday in the Washington Post as well that Florida had all of its requests met for equipment, this from the federal government. And we know the governor in Florida, the Republican Ron DeSantis, is very close with President Trump. And we're seeing things like at the task force meeting yesterday, the doctors there praising Washington State for its work under the leadership of Governor Jay Inslee in slowing down the outbreak there. And President Trump immediately began walking that back, saying, well, they really only had one outbreak in a nursing home, which isn't true. There were other outbreaks across Washington State. They've done a great job there. Do you worry that partisan politics are playing a role as you're trying to get help from the federal government?
Well, following the stories, the answer is yes. But my focus is on Wisconsin and making sure that we get the equipment that we need to make sure that we're blunting this virus. So it's time for us to come together. If there is a chance to bridge the political divide in this country and this state, the time is now, and that's what we're focusing on here in Wisconsin.
That is Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. Governor, thank you, and best of luck to you.
Thanks a lot, Robin. Have a good day.